Gray was home for the summer from college. He played football for LSU, a starting linebacker in his freshman year. He was 19, 6'3" and still growing, and weighed a hard-packed 230 pounds. Faith knew, because she'd read all that in the sports page of the local newspaper. She knew he ran a 4.640 and had great lateral speed, whatever that was. She also knew that he was beautiful, not in a pretty way, but in the same wild, powerful way that his father's prized stallion, Maximilian, was beautiful. His French Creole ancestry was obvious in his dark coloring and in the clear, strong bones of his face. His thick black hair hung down to his shoulders, making him look like a medieval warrior accidentally set down in the present time. Faith read every romance about medieval knights and their fair ladies that she could get her hands on, so she knew a knight when she saw one. Her shoulder had tingled where Gray touched it, and her swelling nipples throbbed, making her blush and duck her head. Her senses were whirling dizzily with his scent, a rich, indefinable blend that she couldn't describe, warm and musky, with an even deeper red than Renee's, full of tantalizing colors in deep, luxurious hues. Jody thrust out her round breasts, covered by a sleeveless hot pink blouse. She had left the top two buttons undone.
"What about my shirt?"